Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But now we're finding out, you saw how the media just got checked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were revealed, they were uncovered, and that's exactly what Rick Vera in Orlando, we had him on the program where he's talking about that President-elect Donald Trump, well, back in March, he was just Donald Trump at that point when this prophetic word came out, that he would be revealing corruption. And the media has been revealed as being corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been, but people haven't seen it. But they were totally shocked.
They don't even know how things are going to turn out.
Well, they were shocked and saw what happened. It's totally against what their manipulation thought right. It was going to be. And I believe everybody was shocked, including the one that made it. But in the context of that, they're going, that happened because there's fake news. That means people who are giving fake news on broadcast television, they're saying things that aren't true or they're withholding things that aren't true, are complaining about Facebook and other ones that are having, people are posting things and they said they had fake news. Fake news. It's pretty much, most of it's been twisted. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
The Los Angeles Times recently published a list of, quote, fake news websites that were cataloged as either false, misleading, or satirical. The list was compiled by an assistant professor at Merrimack College in Massachusetts. But a number of the sites listed were conservative news outlets. The Blaze and the Independent Journal Review were among them, and it's an issue that some say signals a large problem of media credibility and bias. Joining us now to talk more about the issue is Dan Gaynor, the VP of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Welcome, Dan. Thank you for being with us.
And it's a pleasure.
First off, these fake news sites seem to be to become more prominent during this election. How come?
Well, I think for one thing, people realize that they could do it. All it takes is one or two, and then suddenly people copycat. And you know, the reality is there's so much information out there that it's hard for anyone to really just kind of sort your way through and say, oh, this is good or this is correct. Who has the time?
Well, outlets like The Blaze, IJR, and Red State were on this list. Are conservative news organizations being targeted?
Well, absolutely. This is not surprising. The left is furious about the result of the election. They did everything. They threw everything, not just the kitchen sink, they threw the kitchen at Donald Trump, and it didn't work. So now, rather than sit back and do an honest analysis and say, well, why did this happen, and conclude that maybe the fact that they were so biased against him during the campaign, and that Hollywood was out to get him too, that might have had a reaction. Instead, they want to point fingers pretty much anywhere they can go. And one of the places, obviously, is conservative media. If they can ban conservative media from the most popular social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc., they can shut it down or even just make it difficult, then what they do is they view that as a win. It's anything goes in liberal fighting land now.
Why is it a problem that the LA Times published this list?
Well, in theory, the LA Times is a legitimate news organization. In practice, I think what we found this election is that most of those so-called legitimate news organizations that come from the traditional media aren't all that legitimate, that they would report things, they would be biased, they would go outright try to campaign for Hillary Clinton. And so it's not shocking to me that, you know, you can find several conservative sites on there buried in the midst of sites that are obviously kooky, and then some that are just obviously humorous. I mean, the Onion, Duffel Blog. I love Duffel Blog. It's not on there, but I was surprised not to see Babylon Bee. The sites that are humorous and satirical, at least they're labeling them, but they're labeling conservative sites as not legitimate or propaganda.
Facebook and Google recently announced a move to crack down on these so-called fake news sites. Would you say that this presents another problem?
I think it presents a huge problem. We've already, how many stories now have we seen? How many examples where we're wondering whether Facebook is legitimate or not in its attempts to be neutral? We've seen complaint after complaint from conservatives about their treatment on Facebook that differs wildly from liberal treatment on Facebook. Content going away, accounts shut down. And this mirrors the problem. If what they're going to go to is a reader alert system, sort of to what YouTube has, Well, we've seen how that's been used wildly by the left against the right, where a video gets alerted on and shut down for a certain amount of time at its peak importance.
How can a news consumer correctly identify if a news outlet is a credible source, Dan?
Well, you have to do it by case-by-case basis. I always say if somebody's reporting something that they didn't report, if they're linking back to an original source, go to the original source. If they say a quote happened and it didn't, or if they're inferring that the person said something they didn't, then that's gonna be a yellow flag for using that source in the future. Every news organization in history has made mistakes. We've seen top news organizations, Washington Post, the New York Times, wildly scandalous behavior. And not just the bias, but I mean, just outright scandals, giving back a Pulitzer Prize in the case of the Washington Post. So you need to do some of this on your own, and you can't assume that anybody's list is going to be perfect.
All right, Dan Gaynor of the Media Research Center, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All I got to say to that is pot. That is the pot calling the kettle black. Because you think about it, that they've been delivering fake news, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. I mean, you watch the first 10 minutes of the news cycle in the last 6 months, and the first 10 minutes, if you can make it through it, in ABC News, it was all agenda-driven. It was all trying to push their agenda, and it didn't work. But the whole thing, why were you? That's not news. That actually is a propaganda machine. Yeah. And that thing is being judged. And now they're turning to a company, a young guy who started a company, an internet company, and built relationships with other people, and he happened to name it Facebook. They're actually turning to Mark Zuckerberg and saying, listen, you got fake news on there. You need to become an editor. Think about it. They're telling him, you can see Mark now, possibly you can see him. Yeah, there he is. That they're telling him that, you know, you need to go become an editor. In other words, you got to control what's being said. It's like, how about let's just back off being in control? As a matter, what did Mark say about that?
Yeah, well, this is actually an article through TechCrunch.com, and they have said that Facebook and Google and everyone else have been hiding behind mathematics, saying the fact that there's an algorithm behind which articles are posted and which
ones. Which is a computer program.
Correct. And it says they're allergic from becoming a media company. They don't want to deal with it.
They're allergic from becoming a media company.
Right.
Because they're not a media company. That's not what they're doing.
Right.
They
actually consider them an engineering-first culture, and it says they're completely ethical to a media company. He says, of course, Facebook doesn't want to be a media company. Facebook would say it's a technology company with no editorial voice. Now that the trending editors are gone, the only content Facebook produces is code. But Facebook is a media company. The article continues to say, Facebook, whether it says it is or isn't, is a media company. They have an obligation to provide legit information.
So they're telling Mark what his company is. I mean, this guy, they didn't even know what was inside of Mark to build. Mark built something, and people now that are being threatened, you're looking at the media mountain who, as we, you know, as Rick Varr was talking about, Vic Vera, that God was going to put Donald Trump in this place to reveal corruption, and the corruption of media has been revealed.
Yeah.
And now they're just attacking some young man's company. It's been successful, but it's not a news company. I mean, dear Lord, it's like trying to monetize your relationship with your neighbors. And then all of a sudden, you know, LA Times, CNN's going, listen, you need to edit that conversation those neighbors are having. It's like, it's none of your business what conversation that people are having on Facebook. It's none of your business. You don't control that. Everybody has the First Amendment rights. Everybody. Mm. As a matter of fact, let's look at the First Amendment right now. And remember, the press is like, if you want to be the press, you can be the press. You can share your thoughts. Take a look at the First Amendment.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
So the focus on that part of that, if you could put that up again, just look at just one key part of it. He says, Congress shall make no laws, and look a little bit further down, abridging the freedom of speech, which is what you're saying on Facebook and these other places, or of the press. So what does the word abridge mean? So we actually understand. Take a look at that, Stephen. Read us what the definition of abridge means.
To shorten by omissions while retaining the basic contents, to reduce or lessen in duration, scope, authority, etc., diminish, curtail, to deprive, or cut off.
So you're looking at the people who have another company called the LA Times or They have another incorporated company called CNN, mm-hmm. you know, founded by Ted, whoever his name mm-hmm. was. You have another company founded by ABC, you know, American Broadcasting Company, talking to another company called Facebook Company and says, you know, you need to violate people's First Amendment rights like we do. We edit what people say. And we were, it's like, you can't, you know, if you choose to do that, people will choose not to listen or watch or receive your kind of media. And what's happening right now, people quit turning to those mm-hmm. sources. I think the approval rate of media right now, I believe the statistic is this, only 4%, I believe it is, 4% of Americans actually believe that the media that we know out there, it's true. Like 4%.
Yeah.
We'll put that exact specific thing up for you on the screen, but also in the VFN Torch so you can see it. But when 4% say that you don't, only 4% can trust you, which means, I'm going to say it this way, 96% say,
you're wrong.
You're fake news.
Yeah.
Right? What are you saying?
Yeah.
You're fake news. I don't know what you're going to say. But it reminds me of what the Lord told me very specifically recently. He showed me in this prophetic night vision that we were doing, you know, VFN television, and then all of a sudden I went into a paper where the newspapers are at, mm-hmm. where a company was, and all these workstations inside this newspaper company were all empty. It was filled with all this activity at one time, but now right. it's got these empty, you know, computer office pods everywhere. And way up front, there was three people left there. And the Lord showed me that print media, as we know it, is going to be minimalized. I think it really has been. They're just discovering mm-hmm. that it's minimalized, you know. But it's going to be literally, they're not going to have the voice they used to have. And then the Lord had somebody take me to go to a huge broadcasting company. I'm not going to tell you which company was, but it starts with three letters, ABC Broadcasting Company. Anyway, so I'm in there, I'm in this night vision, God's showing me that it was being minimalized. They're not going to have the voice. I want to encourage you. You just saw them put everything they had against America, against the Constitution, against our future, against our destiny, against the church, against our our rights. And guess what? God won in the end, because you're looking at media. That was our last fight. And now you're looking at a new rise of media, because what God told me was, just like programs like VFN TV and the writings of VFN mm-hmm. Torch and other many, many programs out there like that, a new voice of media is arising. And not only is it going to tell you the news, but God will speak prophetically. So it's not only important to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news that you know. And God will tell us what the news is going to be before it even happens, so that we can even change the news. They can't do that. They have no idea. As you saw them, they were just reading teleprompters what somebody wrote, you know, and they read it and they read themselves off a cliff.
Yeah.
And they realize they know now, we really don't know anything.
They were wrong.
We were wrong. And but when God speaks, and you can go back for years now and look at the VFN Torch and different programs and at VFNTV.com, and you can see there is a record of accuracy. Documented stories where your people, you know, what they're saying, there is no documentation to it. It's not verifiable mm-hmm. stories. We've always documented these things. We've always said it so that you can trust the media source mm-hmm. of VFN TV. It's a trusted source. In the fear of the Lord, we work day and night to make sure that if you're mm-hmm. quoting something that we're talking about, you can go to VFNTV.com, the VFN Torch, and you can find the source to that, so you cannot walk yourself off a cliff where people are just repeating gossip. Why? Because God is raising up new media. You're having impact. By you partnering with VFN TV and programs like VFN TV, you are changing the culture of our nation. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and just leading a new voice coming over the nation, Father God, that men and women are rising up, Lord. And some of the prophetic words were, they're even going to be called Elijah. Mm-hmm. They're going to be called Deborah, because you're going to be speaking prophetic. And we've even seen some of that even happen here on VFN TV. God, we thank you that the media mountains being impacted by your spirit, Father God. People are going to listen and know and hear the voice of the Lord and know what's to come and how to prepare for it. God, we thank you for that, God. We just pray like Van Jones, God, that many people will begin to come to the church and the church would awaken and realize, like T.D. Jakes says, here I am to be able to build a bridge. Let's build a bridge and let's help out people. Help us to have that mindset, God, I pray. Lord, God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.